You're listening to The Leonard Lopate Show on AM 820 and 93.9 WNYC.
By my count, the best-selling crime novelist Michael Connelly has written 25 books, and he shows no sign of slowing down. In fact, his latest, The Drop, is his second release this year, and it's Mr. Connelly's 17th book featuring Detective Harry Bosch of the LAPD. This time, Bosch is not only nearing retirement, but he's also trying to solve two cases at once. The Drop is published by Little Brown. I'm very pleased that it's brought Michael Connelly to our show today. Hello.
Thanks for having me on.
And 2011 has been a really big year for you, hasn't it? Two novels, the movie version of your bestseller, The Lincoln Lawyer.
Yeah, it's been
anything else?
Is that enough? It's been a lot of different currents have come together this year, and it's been a fun year and a busy year.
A couple of movies have been made from your novels, but neither of them are from the Harry Bosch series.
Yeah. So I guess the next question is, why is that? And I think it's, of my characters, Harry's probably the most internal. And, you know, in those stories, you ride with him. You're seeing the world through his eyes and how he thinks. And having taken a couple stabs at it myself, I know that's very hard to get into a visual medium, a script.
Well, Lincoln Lawyer is features another one of your popular characters, Mickey Haller. Is it important that he is somewhat related to Harry Bosch when you're creating a character like that?
Well, what is important to me is the overall mosaic. I've been given a great opportunity to write at a pace that suits me. It ends up being,
which seems to be very fast.
Yeah, I came from the newspaper business where I think that's kind of how you're trained. And so I write at a pace that feels good to me, and I've been able to produce a fair amount of work. And one of the things that keeps me invigorated and plugged in is connecting them in sometimes big and also very small ways. But it's all one mosaic. All the stories are one story. And so when I was creating what I knew hoped would be a pretty significant character that we'd see over and over again in Mickey Haller, I looked for ways of planting seeds of connections that I could explore later.
So do you just, because you're working with a couple of different series, you just pick up where you left off? Do you remember where you left off?
Well, I remember where I've left off. The key thing for me is to write in, I write each book to be set in the time it's published. You know, The Drop is happening right now in my alternate universe. And so Harry Bosch ages chronologically. So it's kind of in some ways easy to pick up where he was. But because it's a Harry Bosch who's evolved, it's a new Harry Bosch in a way, and I have to figure out what that is.
And
that
as you're writing it, as you watch the news and follow what's going on in Los Angeles and with the LAPD, does that affect how you tell the story?
It does. I mean, I watch a lot of that, but what I've found inspirational is to spend time with people who do it. I mean, I have a lot of connections in LAPD, and it's almost, I'm always inspired by verbal stories. People, a cop telling me, a detective telling me, this case I worked and this happened and this happened to me and I saw this and I told the parents this. You know, I get inspired because these people have really done this work.
And is that how you made the transition from journalism to writing fiction?
It was a big part of it. It was hearing some stories that, you know, I don't know any writers who have not written a few books that never went anywhere, never got out of the office, and I have those. And it was listening to stories from real detectives that I realized what I was missing in those earlier efforts.
Oh, you hadn't started off wanting to write fiction and then gotten sidetracked like so many people?
No, to a great degree I did. I don't know if I was sidetracked. I mean, I rather really enjoyed my job as a crime reporter, but I went into it thinking research. I got to know the world that I want to write about.
Well, one of the characters in The Drop is a journalist who does some unprofessional things to get a breaking story. Are you making a commentary on what's happened to journalism since you left?
Well, I have made commentaries on journalism in many of my books, some larger than in this book. I think in this book, the journalist was kind of used as a tool or an obstacle to throw down in front of Harry Bosch. But, you know, I spent a lot of years, 15 years in newsrooms, and I've seen every kind of reporter and all levels of ethics. And so I don't think it's a far-fetched character, but it's not the main statement I've made. I've written a whole book about what's happening in the world, what's sadly happening in the world of print media.
Another theme that you've returned to is the politics and bureaucracy of Los Angeles government and of the LAPD.
Yeah, I mean, everything I do is about the character of Harry Bosch and showing that character to the reader, revealing that character. And the key way of doing it is in how he deals with obstacles in front of him. And what's more perfect than bureaucracy and politics? And so I'm always looking for that because Harry Bosch is a guy who just tries to go right through that.
Well, most writers draw upon their own personalities, their own thoughts when they create a character. And here you've been living with this guy for quite a while now. How much is Harry Bosch you?
It depends on which book you read, because I'm coming up on 20 years anniversary on the first Harry Bosch book. And when I first started writing about him, I had no idea whether that book would be published or I'd ever be published. So it was an exercise, and I enjoyed writing about someone completely different from me. But then I got lucky, and he got published, and it got growing success, and I've been able to do it. Now he's very much close to me. In fact, we have daughters the same age, and if you have that in connection, there's a lot I can take from my life and give to Harry.
Well, although he's close to retirement.
Yeah, hopefully I'm not. But, yeah, Harry's a little bit older than me, but...
He fought in Vietnam?
Yeah.
Did you?
No. I paid attention to it. I was in the last draft, and so I went through high school thinking that's my destination because I wasn't a great student, and so I paid attention to it and escaped it, you know, right after high school.
What is the title of this novel, The Drop, refer to?
It means different things at different times. I mean, at one point it refers to a drop of blood that is DNA is taken from and connects a 20-year-old murder with a sexual predator. It also refers to the retirement question. Harry's on a program called Deferred Retirement Option Plan, DROP for short. And it's about him coming to terms with an endpoint to his mission. I mean, he's a guy, it's not a job for him, it's a mission, and he sees an end to it now.
Well, he's working on two cases at the same time here. One of them you referred to is a cold case. Is that typical? How many cases does your average LAPD detective work on at the same time?
I don't know how many cases, but I was dealing with my often pursued hope of realism in my books. And in popular entertainments like books and television shows and movies, it's often seen that a case happens, a detective's on it, and that's all they work. And that's not the reality. It's sure, like, you know, for 48 hours they give it everything and full attention, but almost all cops or all detectives are carrying many cases, and a clue will come in or some kind of forensic thing will come in and it has to be pursued, and it becomes a balance of working multiple cases at a time. And that was the main challenge that I threw to myself in this book. Let's make it a little bit more like reality and have them work a couple different things at least.
My guest is Michael Connelly, who's the author of the recent number one New York Times bestsellers, The Fifth Witness, The Reversal, The Scarecrow, The Brass Verdict, and The Lincoln Lawyer. As well as the best-selling Harry Bosch series of novels, the latest of which is called The Drop. It is published by Little Brown. You have a number of favorite phrases. One of them is high jingo. You use that a lot in your books. What does that mean?
It's an abstract term. It actually comes from an Art Pepper song.
Art Pepper, the wonderful alto player.
Right.
Who spent a lot of time in jail, by the way. I don't know. Does that matter to you?
Yeah, it does. Harry Bosch, one of his favorite musicians is Art Pepper, and he connects to him with more than just the music. It connects to the struggle. Harry struggles to make his music, if you will, to carry out his mission. And by design, the jazz musicians he listens to are people who had great struggles. And, you know, if you go into the jazz community, that can be like almost everybody. But Art Pepper in particular, Frank Morgan's another one, years and years of incarceration and still able to come out and make a masterpiece. It's an amazing story of redemption, and Harry connects to that. And, you know, so in these books, I think in The Drop, the book I'm writing now, there's references to Art and both Frank Morgan.
So you like alto players?
I seem to be drawn to that, yeah, that deeper saxophone.
Harry's full name is Hieronymus Bosch. Does that have anything to do with the Dutch painter?
Sure. Sure.
Obviously, you were making some point there, but he was a painter who painted a lot about hell and paradise and the contrast between the two.
Yeah, and a lot about what goes wrong between the two, a world gone wrong, disorder. And a lot of the descriptions of those paintings, you can then turn and say that's what happens at a crime scene, a murder scene. And so when I was writing the first book, I had happened to have studied Bosch, the painter, when I was in college. And I just drew that correlation. Initially I was thinking Harry Bosch would be a master at looking at a crime scene and figuring out what happened. The series didn't really go in that direction ultimately, and I think he's skilled in other levels. But that's where initially I drew the name from.
So what determined the fact that you moved away from that original idea?
I think it was the character of Harry Bosch. I just really got more into him being isolated, him being feeling like an outsider with an insider's job. I mean, he has a badge. He works for the state. He's a representative of the state, so you can't get much more inside like that. But he just doesn't feel like he's in there. He's an outsider. And I just started building that character as an outsider, and I kind of went in that direction.
Do you plan out his cases in advance, or do you solve them along with him?
I solve them with them, I guess you'd say. I don't outline my books, but I don't start writing till I have a glimmer of an idea of how they begin and how they end. And the improvisation, another correlation, I think, to jazz music is all in the middle. And I don't know where anything like that's going to happen.
But from what I understand, having spoken to cops, most crimes are kind of similar. Do you ever worry about giving Bosch a case that's kind of similar to what you've done in a previous book?
You mean like repeating myself?
Well, not necessarily repeating yourself, but they're murders of certain sorts. Within the family, they're
right.
Totally done by total strangers. They're drug-related. They're not. But there aren't all that many variations.
Right. And in fiction, there, I don't know, someone said there's only like four different kinds, and it's just up to the writer to play out a different variation. And I'm lucky. I've been able to do 17 of these books, and so I'm probably straining to get new variations.
Well, one of Bosch's cases in this book involves investigating the death of the son of his longtime rival, Councilman Irvin Irving. How did Bosch come on that case? And wouldn't he have wanted to recuse himself?
Yeah, in the book itself, politics, hijingo, create a situation where he is more or less ordered to do it, and he can't recuse himself. Where it came from in real life was actually from a cop, a friend of mine, who just kind of on a whim said, you know, you've written a lot of books where these guys are at each other and Irving is trying to get rid of Bosch. Why don't you create a story where Irving needs Bosch to tell him the truth? And I said, that will never work. And I carried that around for about 5 years and tried to make it work.
Right, but Irving also tries to influence the way Bosch conducts the case because that's the kind of person he is.
Yeah, I was about to finish your sentence by saying, yeah, he's the consummate politician who thinks about three moves ahead. And, so even though that original idea suggested to me was, you know, make Irving need Bosch to tell the truth, 5 years later when I wrote the book, that's not necessarily what happens in this book.
Then the other case is a cold case of murder of a young girl. And why has that case been reopened?
Because what they do in these cold case units is, you know, sift through unsolved murders. And in Los Angeles, they got 60,000 of them. And so when you have that many, you look for the kind of the ones that are like shooting fish in a pond. You look for things where there's genetic evidence that might match something else. And so a lot of the real work in these units is preparing the stuff to go into computers and chemistry labs for matching. And they just kind of come up as cold hits, as they call them, and that's what this case came up as.
And I can't go into the details because we don't have much more time. But Harry is faced with retirement. Does that mean you're going to retire him?
No, I think he's got a few more years at least with a badge, and then there's a lot of opportunity. There's a lot of holes in his story I've not explored. And there's, of course, there's life after retirement.
And then he has his daughter.
His daughter.
Who might very well consider going into the profession as well?
Yeah, and that's a big seed that's planted in this book. It doesn't, I don't know if that will happen, but I plant seeds and then come back to them sometimes years later.
And meanwhile, there are two movies I mentioned based on your books, Blood Work, Lincoln Lawyer, both not featuring Harry Bosch. Has anybody ever talked to you about doing a Harry Bosch film?
Yeah, and it just hasn't.
A TV show might be better.
You know, that's what I think myself, and I think in the Lincoln Lawyer has gotten some interest in Harry Bosch going, and so maybe in the year ahead, we'll pursue a television show.
Michael Connelly's latest book is The Drop, and it's published by Little Brown. Thank you so much for being with us.
Thanks for having me.